It's 10:30 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Shannon Keller with Farana Uddin and Jeff Mosher. In the weather, it's a cool and sunny 4 degrees outside of our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. Money is the talk of the town in Ottawa today. In sports, the Leafs have another big game, and happy anniversary to one of Canada's beloved shows. Now to our top story. At 4 o'clock today, Finance Minister Jim Flaherty will announce the federal budget in the House of Commons. CP24 is reporting that leaks from the budget suggest the Conservatives will be meeting several of the NDP's spending demands. By doing this, they're hoping to hold off on a spring election. One of the NDP's demands is to get more support for low-income seniors. The Canadian press has learned that this will be included in the budget. Even though all three opposition parties have made demands, Harper's government only needs the support from one party to survive a confident vote on the budget. Toronto Police Sergeant Ryan Russell was laid to rest last week, a victim of a random act of violence that sent shockwaves through the city. Russell and his alleged killer retreated for their wounds at St. Michael's Hospital, where the relationship between staff and police played a crucial role. Ross Johnson reports for Observer Radio News.
A relationship forged in crisis. St. Michael's formed a unique bond with police over the years. They've treated officers for wounds suffered on duty. They've also treated the alleged criminals who are guarded under strict police supervision. Gunner Ramda Helchan heads up the critical care floor where police and hospital staff work hand in hand.
Our hospital staff and for all the way up to our CEO and president of St. Michael's in general is very supportive of the police department. Because of our downtown location, we have a very good relationship with the police department and always have.
In January, the man charged with killing Toronto Police Sergeant Ryan Russell was being treated for gunshot wounds during the incident. He was under Ramda Helchan's supervision. Ramda Helchan calls it an emotional and trying time for all parties involved.
They were very uptight about protecting that person because they wanted him to not to escape, to be prosecuted, but at the same time they were emotionally sad for the loss of a comrade.
Ramda Helchan says St. Michael's provided hospital staff and Toronto police with grief counseling on site. Sergeant Russell was laid to rest on Tuesday, January 18th, in a funeral that drew thousands of his comrades from across the country. Ross Johnston, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In local news, a review panel met last night to discuss the building of 4 nuclear reactors. An environmental assessment of the reactors found that the project would cause no significant harmful effects to the environment. The panel turned down a request from environmental groups to stop the process while the crisis in Japan continues. Ontario depends on nuclear power for half of its electricity. In international news, the power lines at Fukushima's nuclear plant have been hooked up to all of their reactors. The plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, says that more work must be done before the electricity is turned on. The reconnecting of the nuclear complex to the electrical grid is a big step to get control of the overheated reactors, but it will still be days before the cooling systems can be powered up. And that's the latest news. Now here's Farana with sports.
Thanks, Shannon. In sports news, the Maple Leafs will face the Minnesota Wild tonight at Minnesota's Xcel Energy Center. The Leafs are 5 points out of a playoff spot. They have only 9 games left to go, and 6 of those games are on the road. Vancouver Canucks announced yesterday that their forward, Manny Malhotra, will miss the remainder of the season and the playoffs. Malhotra was hit by a puck last Wednesday when the Canucks played against Colorado. The team says that no orbital bones were broken, but that his vision was affected. He's had surgery since the incident, but the Canucks have yet to comment on the state of Malhotra's vision. Several Canucks are now considering taking extra precautions after his injury. Malhotra did not wear a visor at the time of it, and it very likely could have lessened the extent of his injury. In other hockey news, there seems to be a pattern going on with Pittsburgh Penguins forward Matt Cook. He's already been suspended 3 times during the past 3 seasons for wrongful hits. Cook faces suspension yet again. The NHL told the press yesterday that Cook will not play for 10 games, nor will he play the first round of the Stanley Cup Finals. Cook's latest suspension is a result of a head hit he gave with his elbow to New York Rangers defenseman Ryan McDonagh on Sunday's game. In Monday's interview with the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, Cook said that he understood now more than ever that he needs to change. In soccer news, it's been a while now since the mega deal that saw Fernando Torres leave Liverpool FC for Chelsea. Things appear to be settling down for Liverpool fans. Gone is the knee-jerk hatred for the Spanish striker, and many are able to start looking at the deal objectively. Observer's Mike Bove reports.
Rashid Abadé is a member of the Liverpool Supporters Group of Canada. With Liverpool getting £50 million to free Torres for Chelsea, Abadé says Chelsea fans can expect early indifference from Torres.
I see them getting a disgruntled player, first and foremost. As much as he says that he was a boyhood Liverpool supporter and he loved playing for the club and everything, he wanted out. Even with the new owners, you couldn't really do much to convince him to stay, which makes me think, why did he sign a five-year deal in the first place in the summer?
Even if critics say Torres is no more than a mercenary, his talent can't be denied. To say that Torres will be a bust at Chelsea is a foolish proposition. Even the most hardcore of Liverpool fans agree their London rivals are getting a top player. Abadé says in the long run, Chelsea benefits.
You are going to get quality. You are going to get a good player who can score goals for you, but I don't think that they can solely rely on him. And Drogba, I think, is coming back to form right now. Torres will be starting. I do see that happening. But I don't necessarily see him being the linchpin in Chelsea climbing back up the table. But you will get goals from him. I think he'll end up finishing the season with 14, 15 goals.
In his first two games with Chelsea, Torres has yet to score, and Chelsea has yet to win. One of those games, incidentally, was a 1-0 loss to Liverpool. Mike Bove, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In basketball news, the Toronto Raptors went against the Denver Nuggets last night at Denver's Pepsi Center. The Raptors lost 123-90. The Nuggets led 36-23 after the first quarter and 72-44 at halftime. That's all for sports news. Stay tuned after the break for entertainment news with Jeff Mosher. Florida Up Your Morning. Add Florida's natural orange juice to your healthy lifestyle. Made from homegrown oranges, Florida's Natural provides all the nutrients you'll need to start the day.
Welcome back and hello everyone. CBC's iconic show, The Nature of Things, celebrates 50 years on Thursday. The show debuted in 1960 and was originally hosted by U of T professor Donald Ivey. David Suzuki began hosting in 1979. Suzuki says there are many topics left for him to explore, and he feels more empowered than ever as he enters the latter part of his life. Meanwhile, in local news, video games aren't something that Toronto is particularly known for, but that may soon change. As Kyle Koivisto reports, a new video game by a small Toronto developer has been building a significant amount of hype.
Miguel Sternberg calls up a rough demo of his new game on a laptop. Sternberg is one half of Spooky Squid Games, a company of independent game developers based in Toronto. Their latest project is Guerrilla Gardening Seeds of Revolution. Sternberg says with Guerrilla Gardening, Spooky Squid combined a wealth of existing ideas to bring something new to the table.
I was interested in doing a stealth game. Another was being interested in doing something that had to do with street art movement. Another was wanting to do a game using plant mechanics. And sort of when I found out about Guerrilla Gardening, the street art movement sort of fed all of those things together and intertwined them really nicely.
Sternberg says though the game is still in development, there's already a lot of hype surrounding it. The game has been featured on a variety of television programs, including one in France. He also says that this sort of attention was something they didn't expect.
It's super weird, especially like as early on as we are. It's great to get that kind of attention. And it definitely points to where we've got an interesting game.
Guerrilla Gardening is the company's third game, which has been steadily growing over the last 2 years and quickly become their most popular. The company is currently seeking a publisher to further reap the rewards of this harvest. Kyle Koivisto, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In music news, Joe Willie Pinetop Perkins died at his Austin home yesterday at the age of 97. Perkins, an influential blues pianist, became the oldest person to win a Grammy this year. Perkins won the Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album. He also won in 2000 and received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy in 2005. And we would like to wish William Shatner a very special birthday. The veteran actor turns 80 today. Shatner, best known for his role on Star Trek as Captain James T. Kirk, is apparently not looking forward to the celebration. He told Britain's Daily Express, "It's monstrous. horrible and terrible fall short of describing it. Even still, we hope Shatner has a good birthday and many more to come. And that's all from me. Now let's send it back to Shannon for the wrap.
Thanks, Jeff. That's our show for now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. We'll have more news coming up shortly, but until then, I'm Shannon Keller. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.